WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes, right? We all know that feeling the motivation dwindles, focus disappears faster than a good cup of coffee on a Monday morning. But guess what? That's where the magic of stoicism comes in. Today, we're diving deep into staying focused and motivated when adversity hits, because let's face it, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There will be those moments when you feel like giving up, when doubt creeps in, and that inner voice is screaming, why even bother? But here is the thing, you can choose how you react to those situations. Think of it like this. Adversity is a part of life, just like rain is a part of a weather cycle. You can't control the rain, but you can control how you respond to it. Do you let it drown you? Or do you build an umbrella and keep moving forward? Today, I'm sharing 5 powerful Stoic principles that will help you not only weather the storm, but actually come out stronger on the other side. First up, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Feel them, acknowledge them, and then let them go. It's like clearing your emotional inbox once those messages are acknowledged. You can move on to what really matters. Next, focus on what you can control. This is a big one. You can't control the external world, but you can control your thoughts, actions, and reactions. So instead of getting bogged down by things you can't change, focus your energy on what you can influence. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Even in tough times, there are always things to be grateful for. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. Focusing on the good can shift your perspective and help you find strength even when things are hard. Ever felt like you were drowning in negativity? Gratitude is like a life raft. Fourth, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Think of adversity not as something to be avoided, but as a chance to learn, adapt, and become more resilient. You know that feeling when you overcome a tough obstacle? The sense of accomplishment? That's the Stoic spirit in action, turning obstacles into stepping stones. Finally, remember your why. What are your goals? What drives you? Reconnecting with your purpose can reignite your motivation and keep you moving forward even when things get tough. Imagine a long-distance runner who forgets why they're running a marathon. They probably wouldn't make it very far, right? Keep that why front and center. Okay, let me give you a real-world example to illustrate all this. Say your big presentation at work gets cancelled last minute. You've been pouring your heart and soul into it for weeks, and now you feel deflated, maybe even a little resentful. Here is where the Stoic approach comes in. Acknowledge those feelings, frustration, disappointment, whatever comes up. It's okay to feel them. But then shift your focus. You can't control that the presentation got cancelled, but you can control how you respond. Maybe use this unexpected time to refine your materials even further, or reach out to colleagues for feedback. Remember, your why is it to showcase your skills and contribute to the team. That drive can still push you forward. And hey, maybe there's a silver lining, a chance to connect with colleagues in a different way, or an opportunity to learn something new from this unexpected turn of events. So, remember, adversity is not the enemy. It's a test, an opportunity for growth, and a chance to practice those Stoic principles that will make you stronger, more resilient, and ultimately happier. Don't let it derail your journey, use it as fuel to keep going. Today's episode wrapped up with these key takeaways. Acknowledge your emotions, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, and remember your why. Remember, guys, this isn't just about surviving adversity, it's about thriving in the face of it. You've got this. Share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it. And most importantly, keep practicing those resilience muscles, they'll serve you well throughout life's journey. Until next time, stay strong and keep striving for the Stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.